come on up. Of course, they did have some few, but everybody wasn't able to use them. A whip, kind of a buggy whip. Oh, they got some of them made, you know, this long whip, you know, and it's kind of plaited up out of leather. Of course, you know, out of that. But we mostly, back here, we go out and cut us a hickory out the woods. And that they just as good and enough, that'll make them go.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
That is real limber.
Right, yes, sir. Small little hickory, you know, not one too large, you know. You can find them out there, little long, keen hickory, you know, whoop them and make them go.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, when you would ride a horse, you, you'd have not lines, but you'd hold on to.
When you're riding him?
Right.
Yes, sir. You know, he have a bridle on him, of course, and bits in his mouth. And you have a line on each side in each rein, you know. You pull him the way you want him to go, you know. Yes, sir.
And what did you used to call the thing that you put your feet into?
A stirrup.
A stirrup.
Saddle stirrup.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And if you didn't manage to stay on and came off, you'd say, well, he fell.
He throwed him off.
Throwed him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I'm interested in one thing here. In oxen and mules and horses, how would you describe two of each of those?
The oxen
and mules and horses. You'd have two horses. It'd be a, say you got a
horse team.
A team of horses.
Yes.
And then if you had two mules.
Well, a team of mules.
Did you ever hear people say a pair of mules?
Pair of mules. Yes, sir. Right. That's right. A pair of mules, a pair of horses.
Either one.
Yes, sir. Right. Okay. That's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yes, sir.
And did you see people use oxen around?
I've done it.
Have you?
I've done it. Yes, sir. Man, yes. I just look like I wished I was back here in them times. A lot of places.
Well, you do enjoy it.
Really, yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We've trained them oxen, you know, and I've seen them haul logs with them by our house. Ooh. Yes, sir. Oxen, you know, we have a bow. All right, now I've made them, and of course the factory makes them, you know, a yoke. And we use a yoke oxen. We have we got some bows. Oh, so like this, you know, if this was a bow or a stick, where we go trim it out, you know, where it'll be smooth and make a stick, you know, and bend it. We hit it be straight, you know, and we can bend it and make a bow out of it. Where we have a long piece of wood and we'd hew it out to where it'd fit, sort of, you know, to fit his neck. All right, now we'd bore two holes in there on that end and we'd have it long, about 4 foot long, come across over here to the next one and be the same thing. And we bore a hole here and we put a ring in here, you know, to fasten up to it. We'd put that bow up on top of that yellin's neck, that oxen's neck, you know. And that bow's on his neck, you know. And that big bow's up there on the back of his neck, this young bow go across up there, you know, the yoke is what we call it. And this bow go around his neck and go up through there. And man, them things can pull. Yeah, you put that wagon tongue then in between them there, you know, and fasten it in that ring that way. And at that big yoke go across the east neck, you know, and that bow comes up under here, oh, so large, about like your arm, you know, the wood won't hurt it, you know. And them cows can pull. Yes, sir.
Now, do you say you had a yoke of oxen, like a pair of horses?
Horses, right, that's right, yes, sir. We've trained them up like that.
Did you call two oxen a yoke of oxen?
Yoke of oxen, that's right, a yoke of oxen.
Did you ever hear a span of oxen?